Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a pleasure and honor for me to be with our Muslim brothers and sisters there, our Indian brothers and sisters.
Doctor, tell us about yourself and your activity.
Well, I'm a medical doctor, a brain surgeon from Turkey, and I will speak on behalf of Mr. Harun Yahya. Mr. Harun Yahya is the Islamic author who has written more than 300 books, translated to 75 languages. And I've been with Brother Harun Yahya, whose real name is Adnan Oktar, for more than 15 years, struggling in the way of Allah to spread the truth of Islam all around the world. And Mr. Harun Yahya attaches much importance against Darwinism and materialism, which are the ideological foundation of the corruption and the bloodshed all around the world. So we do a scientific struggle with scientific evidences to eradicate these irreligious philosophies.
Doctor, you lectured for the conference on Islam and science at Auckland Uni in July. The Voice of Islam hosted the event. So please tell us about these conferences, your impressions and
etc. Yeah, we had conferences, as you stated, in the Auckland University in July. It was a great pleasure and honor for us to be there, inshallah. We had lectures against scientific refutation of Darwinism and materialism, and that Islam denounces the terrorism, and also about the miracles of the Quran. And we have been together with our Muslim brothers and sisters, and there were also non-Muslim people in these conferences. So there were some, for example, Darwinists also, but we definitely convinced against scientific refutation of Darwinism, and also that Darwinism brought to the humanity. So it was a great experience, actually, and also we had some other topics based on the Quran and the Hadith also.
Doctor, what Muslims do to defend the true morals of Islam?
Well, Allah states in the Quran, I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan. Allah says for the Muslims to enjoin the right and forbid the wrong. That is the duty of the Muslims. So wherever we look in the world, we see that there is corruption, and Muslims are being oppressed all around the world, in Afghanistan, for example, in the Pakistan, in the Chechnya, in Palestine, wherever we look, East Turkestan, that seeing that Muslims are being oppressed because Darwinism and materialism controlled the Islamic world, and Muslims got separated. So what our duty is, the important solution, the unity of Islam. We have to unite because Allah orders us in the Quran, hold fast to the rope of Allah, and do not separate, Allah says. Rope of Allah is the Quran. Allah says, hold fast to the Quran and do not separate. Separation is haram. So every day we spend in separation is haram. But however, the unity of Islam will solve all the problems all around the world. It will stop the bloodshed. It will stop the corruption. And it will bring power, democracy, freedom of thought, technology, science, and wealth to the entire world, not only the Islamic world, but the entire world. And the unity of Islam is the most important religious obligation of our times. So we also do a struggle against irreligious philosophies of Darwinism and materialism, because Darwinism has been the ideological foundation of the communism, fascism, anarchism, terrorism. And scientifically, it is wrong. There is no scientific evidence to support Darwinism. In fact, scientific evidence is the impossibility of the proteins to emerge by chance, because a single protein requires other proteins. Other proteins, enzymes must exist. That defeats Darwinism very fundamentally. And there are 350 million fossils which refute Darwinism and shows us species appear abruptly, complete, and perfectly formed. And there are no transitional forms which are required by evolution. There are no transitions between the species. That is a deadly blow to Darwinism. The concepts of Darwinism, struggle for survival, survival of the fittest, is the conflict was the cause of the progress. These concepts were taken from Darwinism and applied into communism, fascism, anarchism, terrorism, and racism. So if we eradicate Darwinism and materialism scientifically, religious morality will prevail. The morality of the Islam, as you know, Islam is the religion of peace. Islam derives from the word slim, which is means peace. So Islam is a religion of peace. And Islam, there is real democracy in the essence of the Islam. Allah says, there is no compulsion in religion, Allah says. So So that means we cannot force anybody to believe in anything. However, we teach scientifically the evidences which eradicates these irreligious philosophies and truth of Islam. But whether these people believe or not, is not our obligation, inshallah.
Doctor, you must be visiting throughout the world.
I'm sorry?
You must be visiting different countries throughout the world.
Yes, I've given more than 1,000 conferences on behalf of Mr. Harun Yahya. And in the United States, for example, in UK, many European countries, Japan, Australia, in many other countries, New Zealand, Israel, to be struggled very hardly with scientific evidences against Darwinism and materialism, and also give the conferences about the science leading to faith, about miracles of the Quran, and also the topics, for example, about the end times and appearance of the Mahdi, inshallah.
Very important question, Doctor. Can you please tell us about how Islam is other religion?
Well, the other religions, two divine religions, which were revealed by Allah, the Bible and the Torah, which were revealed by Allah, and their believers are called Christians and Jews, and they are called people of the book in the Quran. In the Quran, Jews and Christians enjoy a special status, and they are named with the people of the book. This is because the members of these two religions, Judaism and Christianity, were given divine books, Torah and the Gospel, which are stated in the Quran. However, they were changed after the time, but there are parts of the Torah and the Bible which are compatible with the Quran. So Islam recognizes both Judaism and Christianity as divinely revealed religions that originated in the revelation of Allah. That is very important. In fact, Allah says in one verse in the Quran, I seek refuge in Allah from my curse, Satan. Those with faith, those who are Jews, Christians, and Sabians, all who believe in Allah in the last day, and act rightly with will have their reward with their Lord. They will feel no fear and will know no sorrow. So Allah says there are some Christians and Jews who are sincere believers. In another verse, Allah says they are not all the same. There is a community among the people of the book who are upright. They recite the signs of Allah throughout the night and they prostrate. So we understand from the Quran there are sincere believers between among the Christians and the Jews. So in the Quran, Allah says, we believe what were revealed to them, the Bible and the Torah, original Bible and the Torah, which were revealed to them. So we love the same prophets. We love Moses a.s., we love Solomon a.s., David a.s., inshallah, Isa a.s., Jesus, peace be upon him. We love Abraham, Jacob, Joseph. We love the same prophets and we believe in the same Allah. So there are common beliefs and values shared by Muslims and the people of the book. So, and Allah says in another verse, we have faith in what has been sent down to us and what was sent down to you. Our Allah and your Allah are one, and we submit to him. Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 46. So that means we have a lot of common, inshallah. And in fact, there is a Muslim's obligation to protect the places where Allah's name is mentioned much, such as monasteries, churches, synagogues, and mosques are the places under protection of the Muslims. And we see the samples from the life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At his time, with the constitution of Medina, the people of the book were under protection of the Muslims. The synagogues were under the protection of the Muslims, and the churches were under the protection of the Muslims. And also in the Quran, Allah allows Muslim men to marry Jewish and Christian wives, Allah says, as long as they are chaste women. So we can have families with them and we can socialize with them because Allah says we can eat their meals. Of course, we don't eat pork and in the name of Allah, of course. But we can eat their meals, that means we can socialize with them. And of course, that means we are in very good relation. We become friends, we can socialize them, and we can marry Christian and Jewish wives. And in fact, our Prophet had Jewish and Christian wives. That means we are in very good relation with them. We respect them, we protect them. And inshallah, Islamic unity, whenever we establish the Islamic unity, that will include also Israel, Russia, and Armenia, inshallah. So we will be in good relation. There will be no wars, no bloodshed in the world, inshallah, very soon.
Doctor, it was a pleasure having you in my program, my Sahari program today. Any message for the Muslims listening to you here in New Zealand before I stop?
Inshallah, we are living in very good times, inshallah. And soon there will be no wars, no bloodshed with the eradication of Darwinism and materialism, because Mr. Harun Yahya, Brother Harun Yahya, and if you go to his website, harunyahya.com, www.harunyahya.com, you can download any of his books and the documentaries. So we will see, inshallah, because of the works of Harun Yahya, Mr. Adnan Oktar, Darwinism's and materialism's backbone is broken scientifically, and its brain is being destroyed scientifically with scientific evidences. And this will change the entire world. Because of Darwinism and materialism, entire world suffered in the 20th century. 350 million people were killed. However, with the eradication of these irreligious philosophies, there will be religious morality. There will be compassion, mercy, love, tolerance, justice, real democracy, and freedom of thought and freedom of worship all around the world, inshallah. So we will live in good relation with Christians and Jews, inshallah, and Islamic morality will dominate the world. And these days are, Allah knows the truth, is mostly 10 years, inshallah, we will see these days.
Dr. Bhavanath, thanks for your time. Thanks for your precious time. I know you are a very busy person. So thank you very much for your time on our radio. Jazakallah khair.
Thank you very much. Jazakallah khair. It was a pleasure and honor for me. And I hope to be with you again, inshallah. And I send salam of Brother Harun Yahya, Mr. Adnan Oktar, to all our Muslim brothers and sisters there.